Appliance Discounters is a locally owned company that began with one location in Webster Groves, Missouri in 2009 and has grown to six locations covering Missouri and Illinois. We always offer the lowest price on all appliances for our customers. We carry in-box and out-of-box new appliances at drastically lower prices than any competitor. We purchase our appliances direct and buy the truckload to receive the lowest price from the manufacturers and then pass the savings on to you. That's how we came up with our motto, our savings are your savings. Shop us at theappliancediscounters.com.
I would have really worked the undercarriage like Doug usually does so that when Asa Tegan mounts me on the
okay,
base,
that's enough.
Oh, Doug, it sounds like
who
a remix.
Who was it, Tim? Great. Deke Dotem.
Now, Deke Dotem has already been suspended indefinitely. Deke Dotem has now been suspended indefinitely plus 2 days' time.
And that's a nice remix. It's Ryan Kelly Morning After. This is CBS Sports 105.7 HD2 FM 920 AM and InsideSTL.com. Charlie, we're broadcasting from the Gateway Buick GMC studios. They're new, though.
My first time here.
Occasionally, listeners will walk up through the shrubs. Tease Farm is the sponsor of the 9 o'clock hour. We have a shrub sponsor now. Greg Warren is our guest in studio, the comedian. What do you think about having a shrub sponsor, Greg?
I think it's a sign that you know that you're doing something right.
Right. Thank you. Thank you, Doug. Yeah. Take that.
We're all into landscaping here. This is basically a lawn and garden show.
Is it? Right? I always felt that. Was that.
Yeah. Farm
I thought it was going in that direction.
Yeah. So, Greg, if you turn around here, you see some of the listeners have put post-it notes up on. We've only been here for four shows, and they come by and they send messages to Doug.
Slam via post-it on the
note.
Door.
Yeah, and then walk off.
They give us a gesture or two, yeah. And off
oh,
they
is
go.
That right?
Yeah,
yeah.
Oh, that's
yep.
right.
Yep.
Yeah.
It's usually a gentleman in jean shorts who calls himself the shrub walker.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I've always been intrigued with that that gas station across the street because they've always had that a wide assortment of soft drinks.
That's a good observation.
You know, it's been there since I was a kid. It's been there for probably 40 years.
That's five coolers full of
soft drinks. It's five coolers, and they display them. They want you to know what they're selling. You know, I mean, I think that the gas is just incidental, man. Yeah, these guys.
This is basically a soft drink stand.
It is. They proudly feature the soft drinks.
That's where all the profit is on these.
It is. It's where the profit is.
That's how QT and all these places make their money. They sell you $1.50 soda, and it's about 2 cents worth of material. And the gas is about a penny worth of profit on each gallon, I think. That's where the money is.
You know, you're starting to talk. You sound like my father, you will not talk about going to a ball game. He loves the ball game, but he will not talk about going to the ball game without breaking down every cost involved.
Really?
Not just the ticket. It's not just the tickets. I mean, you got to drive down there. Then you got to park. Everybody knows you got to park, Dad. Mm-hmm. I mean, and then you get a hot dog. You get a couple of beers. You know, you're out $700. You know,
$700. Yeah, yeah. Greg is in studio with us here, and he is performing tonight, tomorrow, and on Sunday at the Westport Funny Bone all this weekend, including this evening and tomorrow evening in the Blues, 7 o'clock.
Here's the way I see it. I mean, it's a 7 o'clock show. It's a 7:30 show.
Okay.
So the Blues, they're 7 o'clock game,
right?
So my show will be over by 9 o'clock.
You're doing it 2 hours.
I really don't think things are going to get going. Really start heating up
until after 9 o'clock.
Yeah.
Period. With overtime.
If you look at last night's game.
Yep.
You start watching that game in the third period. You get a pretty good watching experience, don't you?
Yeah. Absolutely.
It's the only thing I want to point out.
So you were intensely pulling. You're always pulling for the Blues.
Yeah, I was. There was some selfishness involved last night. Yeah. I was feeling a little guilty about it. Like you don't really care this much, do you, for the guys out there?
It's part of the game. Now you're a Kirkwood guy.
Yeah.
And you are back in St. Louis. Not only performing here, but you are now back in St. Louis.
I'm a resident.
You're a resident now.
Yeah, taxpayer. And I'm happy about it. Yeah. You know, I lived in New York for the last 4 years, and it's a lot of noise. Mm-hmm. I mean, there's a lot of yelling on the street. One of the things, one of the last memories I have was that there's this guy just screaming at this cab driver, trying to be an advocate, actually. He's going to his cab driver. He goes, hey, pal, that's a lady. She's a lady. You get out, you open the door for her. She's a lady. I don't know how they do things in your country. this guy combined racism with chivalry. He was a chival racist. I assume he came up during the civil rights movement, but and then it's just you do not avoid the crazy there. Like I mean, there's plenty of crazy people in St. Louis. Like, you know, the bus station, I'll put up against anybody. But there's usually a car. There's a piece of glass in between you and the people. You know, like you're driving in a car. You don't have to deal with them. New York, sure. they're there.
In your face.
Yeah, they're right next to you, and you don't get a break. One day I was on the train and I had a bad audition. I'm like, come on, man, just could I have 5 seconds without crazy? 2 seconds later, this lady, she gets on the train. She just starts singing. All I want for Christmas is a fish sandwich. All I want for Christmas is a fish sandwich. All I want for Christmas is a fish sandwich. Gee, come on. Guess what song has been stuck in my head for the last one? This woman should not be homeless. She's a hit maker. Okay. She may be one of the greatest lyricists of our time. I've heard 11 Taylor Swift songs. I don't know the words. I know all the words to Fish Sandwich. And guess what? Nobody's wondering what to get her for Christmas. You know that woman that rides the N train? You happen to know what she wants. Dude, she wants a fish sandwich. It's right there. You got to listen to lyrics. You're getting caught up in the beat, dude.
Easy to shop for.
Yeah, it is. Yeah. Very easy to shop for.
At McDonald's.
Yeah.
But is some of the fun of it when you're around people like that? I'm guessing you get a lot of material. Like, you've incorporated that into your act when you just meet people like that?
You know, it's funny, like, because at the time, it's not fun at all. Like, it's not like I'm like, I don't recognize it until about a week later.
Yeah.
You know, where, and at the time, I'm like, oh, you're just ruining my day. What are you doing? I have really important I don't have anything to do, by the way. I'm like, I'm really important stuff. And then a week later, I'll just be kind of like, what happened interesting? Oh, yeah, that was, it's true. Those disruptions are half of my act, but I don't appreciate them when they're going on at all. Like most things in my life, I'm about 3 weeks removed from the moment, from living in the moment. Yeah.
It's Greg Warren. He's in studio with us right now on the Ryan Kelly Morning After, a comedian and St. Louis native who's at the Westport Funny Bone all this weekend. The information is at stlouisfunnybone.com. What time are the shows, sir?
We got an 8 and a 10:30 tonight.
Okay.
And then tomorrow we have a 7:30 and a 10 and a midnight. And I'm not sure. I think there's something going on in town, tomorrow night. I don't know. But
I don't know what it is either.
Yeah, and then there's a Sunday show. We work on the Sabbath, 7:30.
7:30 on Sundays.
Yeah.
If you have not seen Greg perform, highly recommended. He's been
I got to ask you.
Go ahead.
If you don't mind. Sorry. Last time I was in, we're going about a little more than a year ago.
Yeah.
The Plowboy was, he was getting ready to do a pretty important performance.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, Ballpark Village.
Tried to work with him a little bit.
Yeah.
He's the Plowhawk. You have headphones, so you can hear him. Plowhawk?
He's a hawk now?
He picked the Blackhawks, and so the listeners have dubbed him Plowhawk.
Ah, what a dirtbag.
Plowhawk, how would you define your performance at Ballpark Village?
Well, Greg, I won't go through the whole rundown. I will bust out one of the highlights that happened. We were at Ballpark Village, and I thanked Ballpark Village for coming out. So that
that's good.
You ever do that? You ever thank the Funny Bone for coming out?
So that's how it started.
I'm already hooked, man.
I like this kid. Yeah, you were planning on doing what? I think you were going to do 5 minutes or so, and then I would unfortunately, Greg, after he thanked Ballpark Village for coming out, there was a silence, and I think it hit him that, oh my God, I still have 4:50 to go.
Yeah.
5 minutes is a long time, isn't it?
It is a long time.
And I happened to call myself a twink. I wasn't for sure what it meant beforehand. I probably should have Googled that because
just a random slip up.
Yeah. Caught the management team at Ballpark
How
Village
could you be
guard.
Part of this show and not know what the and like, not be familiar with that term?
I don't know what it meant either.
I don't even know if I know what it means, but I know it's derogatory, and I know that they
otters,
say it to you a
otters,
lot. And it's
otters and bears and twinks. I've learned all kinds of new things on this show.
Yeah. Don't forget about the wolf, Doug.
The wolf? What's the wolf?
I think that's in between a bear and an otter.
Nice. It's like an evolution chart.
Okay.
I don't know otter.
Yeah.
The Plowhawk's done a lot of research on this.
Actually, Kyle, our board op, is a prototypical otter.
How so?
A little bit, you know, kind of thick in stature, not fat at all, not very hairy. I think that's the key to an otter.
Oh, okay.
Thick and thick, but not very hairy.
Oh, okay.
So you got about 10 seconds in and you bailed? Is that what I'm hearing?
Luckily, Larry Nickel saved me. I don't know if you've ever met Larry Nickel, but he was the highlight.
Okay.
So I'm kind of the background noise at that time.
Yeah, that's where Larry made a heel turn and started berating the crowd for some reason. I'm not really sure what happened. That also stunned the crowd.
Oh, that's always a good one. Yeah.
Berating the
F
crowd.
You, this is funny to me. That's always a good one. Yeah. You guys don't know funny.
Kind of a meltdown on the
It's the scariest thing is to realize you're in over your head with a crowd. And I've had that happen. Because you feel like... Okay, I remember I was doing like 20 minutes one time, and it was like out of town, and I was getting paid, and I'm like, all right, well, I got these five or six bullets in my pocket. Like, mm-hmm. if things start going a little bad, I'll pull out one of the big guns.
Yeah.
Okay. 3 minutes in, I used them all, and they didn't work.
Oh, no. Like, what do you do?
I'm thinking, if you guys didn't like, that was my best stuff. Now you're going to have to listen to this garbage. It was awful.
Do you find that your act plays better in certain areas of the country? Is that working that way?
Because I've seen comedians. Actually, like Melville is probably my best. Yeah. And interestingly enough, it's kind of in the upper Hazelwood.
By the mills.
Lower Hazelwood's never played.
No.
Nobody's cracked that nut.
Yeah, but Melville that's a sweet spot. Yeah.
By South County Mall area, probably.
Yeah. I'm working with the Dohacks to do a gig there.
That's still open even?
I don't know.
It doesn't matter, Doug.
I know right where it was. Lee May Ferry and Lindbergh.
It does. Lee May Ferry and Lindbergh.
Yeah.
You can see Greg this weekend starting tonight at the Westport Funny Bone, and you can check it out at stlouisfunnybone.com. So you were living in New York, but you've also lived in L.A. And what were you saying? Cincinnati, too?
In Houston, lived
if I'm
in
not
Cincinnati.
Mistaken, but back in St. Louis. Which place did you enjoy the most or perhaps dislike the most?
Got to be Cincinnati you like the most.
No. Wait, are you from there, Charlie?
I am from Ohio. I was just joking.
He's okay. Toledo. He's north.
I was in Toledo just 3 weeks ago, actually.
Not a bad town.
Perrysburg. Yeah. Good place. You know, I think of all the places I lived that were not, I mean, St. Louis is overwhelmingly my favorite, but I would say Houston, Texas, maybe.
And why is it?
Maybe it was that time when I was there because I was just out of college and I had a job and, you know, and I was drinking a lot and... without any sort of recourse.
Now that sounds like a good.
No, it is fun. It's this big city, and it's got great food, and you can do anything, and you know, and it was when I first started doing comedy too. So yeah, I don't know. There's something about this, and the weather's great.
It's mostly underwater right now. By the way,
that's always been a problem. but just Texas alone, it's not that far from Austin, which I think is a really cool place.
Oh yeah absolutely.
And, I liked most of it. New York was great. I mean, you know, I was done for a while.
Yeah, you had enough.
Yeah, I like New York better than L.A.
I found that as well. Now, obviously, I haven't lived in them, but I like it. Why do you like it better than L.A.?
Well, L.A. just seems like, you know, like it could be any other city, just but bigger and more. You know, it's just a big, giant suburb, most of
right.
it. And there's this sort of an undercurrent of desperation that just is in that you. I don't know how to explain it. It's like... you feel it in that city. You're like, everybody will just, I'll do anything to make it, man. And I will step on whoever.
So there's some crappy behavior going on in
the
industry.
Yeah, I was part of it. You know?
You were Don Corleone.
I sold my soul and didn't have any success, which is, that's always, I'm willing to do anything. Yeah, I'll do that. And it still didn't work out. New York's like, it's got an edge to it. And it's a really good stand-up town. And then, L.A., the whole city is based on entertainment. So New York, so just makes for a weird place.
Yeah.
Where New York, that's just a small part of it. Everything else is going on.
Yeah.
And like Charlie was saying, you know, in retrospect, you do have these interactions where you're like, oh, that's become part of my act. And it's because it's so – I wanted to go somewhere just radically different from St. Louis, and New York is as good as you can get. I was walking like one day – there's this like you just want to sit down. You spend half your day fantasizing about sitting down. And there's this old lady. I was almost home, and this old lady, like, she goes, "Excuse me." I'm like, "Ah, oh, Jesus." On the inside, I didn't say it. You know, she's like, "There's a grocery store 3 blocks down. How late is it open?" Like, I don't know, ma'am. And then I start feeling guilty. I'm like, I have an iPhone. You know, I go, it closes at 11. She goes, thank you. Here, do you want a soda for giving me this information? she offered me a soda.
Did you take it?
I was like, no, ma'am, you don't have to give me a soda. Like, I was just being nice. But, like, yeah. Between you guys, like, I wasn't being that nice. I don't drink soda. Like, I didn't want it. You know, like, if she would have been like, do you want some French fries? I'd have been like, give me the fries. Yeah, pass them. Like, she really said that. She said, do you want a soda? And she said it like she thought that was the going rate for information in New York City once. Like, there's a guy going around that city like, can you tell me how to get to the subway if you have a soda? Otherwise, beat it, grandma. Shake me down. You know the prices. I kind of lied because I say that I don't drink soda. I do sometimes, but it's only Coca-Cola, which actually you can buy right across the street.
Sure. No, there's five coolers right there.
There you go.
Charlie got one right across the street.
Three ones in the fridge over there.
Wow, yeah.
I only like Salad Coca-Cola. Days. And you know she would not have had that. She would have had some old lady soda. You know, Diet Squirt. Oh, Black Cherry Shasta. I didn't know they still made that. They don't. I stocked up in 64. This is my favorite thing that I ever overheard in New York. Two things. One is this guy in Brooklyn. These two guys in Brooklyn, they're talking, right? And the guy goes, yeah, it's my birthday. The guy goes, yeah? How old are you? He goes, 54. He goes, you look good. He goes, yeah, you know what it is? Multivitamins. Okay. All right, first of all, the guy looked 54. He was maybe a hard 53 or a young 55. But this guy was 54, no doubt about it. But he's running around town thinking he looks 26, and it's all because of Flintstones chewables or something. Like that is like delusional New York right there. That is like, yeah, it's a multivitamin. That's why I look so good. And then I had one of those roller bags that I needed to get fixed, and the handle broke off, you know? Mm. Like, so it breaks off in the city, and so I got to pick it up, and I had to carry it. So I'm carrying with this – I'm walking through the city, and I pass this bar kind of down by Penn Station. This guy's standing outside smoking a cigarette. He goes, hey, it's got wheels. You don't need to carry it. He thought I was that dumb and he was that smart. Like, in his head, he was like, I see things that other people don't see. I got a gift. I got to share the gift. He said that. He goes, it's got wheels. I said, thanks, man. I didn't know what those things were for. This is going to make riding my bicycle a lot easier. That sort of arrogance that they, you know.
Or stupidity, though.
Everybody's a tough guy in New York. Everybody's a tough guy.
I know, man. And I fall for it sometimes, you know.
Yeah, like you think, well, yeah, they could all complain, like, oh, everybody, because they talk mean.
Yeah, I better not mess with this guy. And then I'm like, wait a minute, these guys are not that tough. You know? They're just wearing jackets.
Greg Warren, he will be at the Westport Funny Bone all this weekend, starting tonight, St. Louis. And you can check it out at stlouisfunnybone.com. It's always great to see you, sir. Thank you so much for coming to the studio.
Great seeing you guys.
Greg Warren will take a commercial break. Come back with more of the Ryan and Kelly Morning After here on CBS Sports 105.7, HD2 FM, 920 AM, and InsideSTL.com.